This is You Become What You Think About with Earl Nightingale. Timeless insights on success, personal development, and the power of positive thinking, brought to you by Nightingale Conant.
Thank you. I had the good fortune to be raised near a harbor. As a kid, I used to spend hours down on the docks watching the ships loading and unloading. They'd bring in cargoes from all the distant and romantic ports all over the world, and I used to stand there with a faraway look in my eyes, envying those sailors who were so fortunate. They traveled over the distant horizon to places I could only imagine or read about in my geography books. I hung around so much that some of the mates and skippers finally recognized me and actually invite me aboard once in a while. I guess you can imagine the heaven that was for me. And they'd take me from the engine room to the forecastle and finally to the place I liked best, the navigation bridge. The bridge had the best view, but much more than that. It was here that the ship was controlled and steered into all those distant places I'd dreamed of. Once I was even invited to lunch, and I didn't get over that for months. It's strange how something like that can have such an overwhelming fascination for a youngster and exert such an influence over his life. As soon as I was old enough, I was on a ship, and I sailed to quite a few of those distant, deep-water ports. But no matter how long the trip, I never got tired of sailing and watching the sea in all its different moods. Entering a distant port, even if I'd been there before, was always a brand new thrill. As the years have gone by, and trying to figure out why I like ships so much, I think I've come up with the answer. Ships operate during their entire lives the way men should, but so few do. Maybe you've never thought much about it, but at any given moment, a ship is 100% successful. That is, it's either sailing to a predetermined port of call, or it's in port getting ready to sail to another one. A ship is smart. It knows it can only reach one port of call at a time. You never see any doubt or confusion or trying to do more than one thing at a time. You can climb up to the navigation bridge of a big, far-sailing ship and ask the captain where he's going. And he'll tell you instantly and in one sentence. How many people do you know who can do the same thing? It seems that most people want so many different things, most of which they're not really sure of, that they're like the guy who jumped on the horse and rode off in all directions at once. What they ought to do is recognize the truth and success of a ship. Pick one port that's important, sail to it, then rest and refit for a little while, and then sail to another important port. In this way, in not too many years, a man can set and reach his goals one by one until finally he's got a tremendous pile of accomplishments in which he can take pride. He's got all the things he wants, just because he had sense enough to realize he could do well one thing at a time. There's one other point that fits in here, and maybe it's the most important of all. If a ship tied up to a dock, for some reason had no place to go, it'd stay there until it fell apart from rust and disuse. Ships don't start their engines till they have some place to go, and here again it's the same with men. This is why it's so important that each of us should have a port of call he wants to reach, a goal, a place to get to that we feel will be better than the place in which we now find ourselves. If we don't, we might never cast off. We might never know the thrill of sailing a pre-charted course to a place we can't see for fully 99% of the journey. But we know it's there, and we know that if we keep sailing toward it, we'll reach it. I'll be back in 1 minute. If someone came up to you today and asked you what your next port of call is, that is, where you're going, could you answer him in one sentence, like the captain could on the bridge of his ship? If not, maybe you'd better give it some thought. This is Earl Nightingale. Thank you.
You've been listening to You Become What You Think About with Earl Nightingale, brought to you by Nightingale Conant. Until next time, remember, you become what you think about.